look up frequency and read Bob the definition of frequency so he'll know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, I'm not on the computer, but in my notes I got frequency as the driver. It's the importance set to the pattern, line up to.
There you go. Two innings, two outs, bottom of the ninth.
Yes, two on.
That's the driver, baby. Good, Renee. Very good, girl.
What'd Renee say?
Say it again, Renee, for the peanut gallery.
Frequency, driver, importance, sets the pattern, line up to.
Okay, that didn't tell me nothing. What is frequency? A driver, a pattern?
Is it a sound?
Isn't it a sound?
No, Bob, it's not a sound.
What is it?
The fact or condition of occurring frequently, the number of times that a periodic function repeats the same sequence values during a unit variation of the independent variable.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
The sine and the cosine lining up.
That's right.
Yeah,
the physical and the non-physical.
What makes them line up?
The number of times that a function repeats the same sequence of values during a unit variation of the independent variable.
Yeah, like, see, you do that.
Didn't have to do it. They already do it. You asked for definition of it.
No, I was asking what it is.
The number proportion.
I don't want definition. I want to know what it is, how it is, when it is, where it is, why it is, and what's the other ones are not allowed.
You better get you a pup kit and organize you an Occupy Maui. Camp.
Occupy Maui camp,
and we might get some takers. We're going to join you in the Occupy
Maui. So you read that definition. You read that definition. What are you going to do about it?
What?
What is it? How are you going to apply that definition?
I am applying it.
How?
He is already.
How are you applying it?
I am
how?
Applying it.
How?
How?
How? How now, Brad? How?
How are you applying it? Him and heap them.
You're a human being.
You're not non-physical. You can answer questions like how. How are you applying it?
Heap them big doo-doo. How?
How am I doing it? By living.
Live by living. Now, wait a minute. Don't let him get away with this shit. We'll help you. Apply your definition to live by living. Good. Set the stage within the confines of the definition that you gave, and that statement would be as accurate as any. But you got to live by living, so use the definition of frequency toward that conversation.
No, I can see it, but I am trying to find
it. Well, don't see it,
where.
Tell it. Bob wants a frequency of boot it.
Well, okay. The very fact that I'm here in this conversation would be a good example.
Can you see a frequency or can you only see an outcome?
That's a really.
Do you have the ability to see a frequency?
Yes, we should have the ability to see a frequency.
But do you?
Not presently.
Good, but you see the outcome of frequency, do you not?
Yes.
A result?
Okay. There you go.
So that result is predicated on lining up with the sine and the cosine, which is your
intention. No, it's not lining up. You can never line up sine and cosine because one starts at 1 pi and the other one starts at minus 1 pi, so they'll never line up.
He's quoting a phrase. He wouldn't even know how to say that. He's quoting you saying that. You said that in Cashflow or someplace. That's what
fine,
he's doing.
Fine. It's not.
You're wrong.
Up.
You're now saying that's not the right way to say it.
Well.
But you did say it in your haste,
well,
haste
good,
to get to the top of the hour
in
a particular
if you'll get the fucking quote right, it'll help you. You'll never line up sine and cosine. What you're lining up is the parts where the sine and cosine frequencies intersect within the amplitude of the frequency of the peaks and troughs of the individual frequency wave lengths.
Yes,
that's what you line up is the intersection points, not the sine and cosine waves, the intersection points.
Which is vibrational frequency.
It is.
Yes.
But that's not lining up the sine and cosine wave.
Well, that's what I meant, but yeah. So.
Well, don't be saying that. You're getting Bob crossing. He'll get his ass smoked for having a smart-ass mouth, so just don't get Bob in trouble. Bottom of the ninth, two out.
Okay,
two
so we just got like this. Tie this up. Okay. Now, so is that manifestation or is that just being
that's
aware
outcome.
Of that frequency?
Good. Huh? No. That's outcome. That's new. I knew that was the outcome. That's new. If you have that lined up, if you knew the amplitude of those sine cosine waves and where they intersect, that's new. That means K-N-E-W. You knew as it were past tense. That's
right.
Right.
But you just said it a minute ago that you affected the outcome. So you had a play within the context of that
we knew and told you before it ever took place when they had their rain delay. Because we said it'd be on Friday in 7.
I know. So what I'm saying is, Cardinals, that was the biggest come. I mean, that was the most improbable outcome in Game 6 that's probably ever been in 100 years of baseball.
No, Sasha's was the most improbable outcome.
Well, I don't follow Sasha, so I wouldn't.
That was second.
Okay, so what I'm getting at.
Hey, you said something concrete, Steve. What was improbable? We get something to listen to here.
Well, Game 6 had the most improbable outcome, but the Cardinals came back from four runs, three runs, two runs in, like, the last three innings. Then the guy hits a double off the wall with two on, two out, two strikes. I mean, it was the most dramatic. Then it went into extra innings. Then they scored a run in the 10th, and they scored another run in the 11th. So my question was, did Ion affect the outcome of that game by continuously having the Cardinals come up, pull these miraculous...
What do you think Ion is? Do you think it's a pterodactyl hovering over the planet?
I think
Ion. What the hell is Ion?
Well, he just mentioned earlier that he...
Yeah, you're saying, I mean, what is this thing you're talking to?
That's what you said. You've changed his career. It went from a channeling to an environment to a
it never
a
was a channel, English or otherwise. Never was a channel.
Well, his description of you was some sort of a channel.
And,
well,
yeah, channel.
And the Bob, that'll end in tears right there.
Well, that was at the beginning, but now it's almost to the point where now you're saying you can create. So then you said you had a hand in the outcome of Game 6 of the World Series, I'm asking you.
And 7.
Yeah, and what is this thing that had a hand in it? What is it?
What? Snot. It's snot. We're telling him we're snot.
I got that the other night,
snot.
Bob. I got an insight into the snot. I've forgotten what it was now. I'm doing Bob.
We have drowned many geckos. We are snot.
You got an insight the other day, privately, or
where? Yeah, because you keep asking that question, and I got an insight, and then as you're asking the question, I forgot what the insight was.
Hey, Sasha, it would cost you a lot of money.
Down. Bob, you can stamp her passport. She's now a valid member of Dobbstown. She got something and forgot it.
I'm not getting to hear much of it. So, Sasha, it would cost you a lot of money to phone in a regular line, right?
Is it that bad?
Yes. But what happens is that you go, well, I was over there and I threw apples. We missed the number of apples.
We're not having that.
The key word blips out. You know, you need to know every word in the sentence. So why are you doing this voices? What advantage is it to you?
Well, maybe she's perfect. Maybe you should get a better phone that could adapt to her setup and system.
Ion, please answer the question. Did you manifest that game to happen the way it did? Or
manifest? What does that mean?
Manifest the game. We didn't manifest. We did not manifest.
You're going to have to stay on the question of what is Ion to have a beginning point?
Well, apparently he's all-knowing. He speaks every language, and he has all the answers to all these lame questions.
Yeah, what do you think that is?
Hey, we can work our fucking Kodak, too.
Well, let's have one. I wouldn't mind seeing one.
Hey, Sasha, did it cost you money? Like, why aren't you doing a landline, Sasha? Or a phone? Every time you speak, Sasha, it gets blurred, so we don't really know what you're saying.
I can hear.
Oh, that's Bob and the mouse in his pocket.
Well, you don't listen, Steve. You wouldn't be able to. You don't take him. You have some general vague notion. I listen to every word.
Can everyone else hear
Stop
me?
It.
We hear you.
No, they're not even saying anything, Sasha. They're not even saying anything. Anyways, why aren't you using a regular phone?
Well, it is a regular phone, Bob. It's a chip body phone.
And why do you use it?
Oh, well, then that's our fault if it's chip body.
Yeah, why do you use it?
I unfix the phone.
And we can't fix it. There's nothing wrong with your phone.
The phone's a free
phone. There's nothing wrong with your phone. Your phone's perfect.
We got to work on Bob's phone. He's the one bitching.
Yeah. How come, am I right to assume that if you use normal line, your calling from Canada will cost money?
I don't have a landline. I use the phone on my internet. So I would have to have Telus come over and set it up and blah, blah, blah.
So this is not a cell phone.
Is your cell phone better?
Yeah, but that would cost me money.
What about
well, how do you manage to do it?
What about Magic Jack? Only $20 a year.
What's that?
Magic Jack. You can go online and it'll connect you.
Magic Jack.
Is that what you use, Sue?
No, but.
Well, how are you getting here without any cost?
I'm calling from my landline, and I have a package deal for about $25 a month to call anywhere.
All right, so you don't have that, Sasha, and you're not going to get it, right?
This is similar. I have a voice over IP phone, so it uses bandwidth to. It uses the internet, essentially.
It's not as distracting as listening to Bob eat.
Okay, Sasha,
anyway.
So we'll drop it. I guess you're doing it.
Thanks.
If they can,
get every
if they can
other
hear
bite.
You.
We get every other bite. We get
they
every
can
other
hear
bite.
You.
Bob, we really listen to you. We really hear you. So every other bite we get.
Only when I'm not on mute. Only when I'm not on mute.
Each molar.
You don't hear me. I'm not
connection.
Eating.
And so, the frequency that causes the conductivity within your molars that's prompting digestion, it's very irritating. And why do you do that, Bob? Why do you do that? Why?
I don't do that. I'm on mute all the time.
Why, Bob? Why?
Okay. Fractals.
Yes.
Trying to figure in how fractals would work with everything that we're trying to lay down.
There are no fractal words.
So Sasha, what do you think ion is? What are we talking to?
I forgot, Bob. I had it the other night, and I totally forgot. I did. Honestly, I did.
And you wouldn't be able to hear her anyway, so it's all right, Bob.
I hear most of the words. No, I hear most of the words, just the punchline is always blurred.
It's that number of damn apples that gets Bob every time.
So, Steve is going on about the game. Have you got a satisfactory answer yet, Steve?
No. Did he affect the World Series, or you knew what the outcome would be?
Well, you know, Steve,
there's
I have
no
a big
difference.
Down in my
there's
notes.
There's no difference
here.
Between affecting the World Series and knowing the outcome.
Knowing it, right.
Knowing it.
In my notes, Steve, from last week, I just have written down what Ion said was Kobe Lewis, the Lone Ranger, in Game 7.
No, that was Game 6 because he was scheduled to start and he got rocked. And he was out of the game early. The Cardinals had a miraculous comeback that was improbable. Probably the most exciting game of all time in baseball was Game 6 of that World Series. And then And then on Game 7, he said the Rangers would win, and they didn't. Now he's saying that he allowed the Cardinals to win because he wanted some guy that had a 99-million-to-1 shot ticket on it.
Wow.
Isn't that right, Ion?
The Shepherd had the flock, and he left the 99 for the 1.
So you affected the outcome then, is what you said earlier.
Yeah, and we still did. We still, yeah.
Yeah, Ion, when he makes a prediction in public, he wants to make sure it doesn't turn out right so that he doesn't get nailed for being right too much. So he probably said
that. Well, or not even
perfect.
That. If you just heard what we said about magnetism, you'd figure that one out, wouldn't you?
What'd you say about magnetism?
That if magnetism does not attract, it only repels.
I have a question regarding magnetism and angles, because that's what you said magnetism
good.
Is. off angle. So the sine and cosine intersects, so there's angles. Is that where the angle comes from?
No. The angle comes from a triangulated position that you're trying to get the sine-cosine waves regarding. Okay, if you're going to do the sine-cosine or the frequency of something, you want to have it from a position. And here's an example. Let's say you're going to find out what kind of ice cream is available at the ice cream store. Okay, you would have a triangulated position to decide which ice cream store you're going to go to and that you're in the mood for ice cream in the first place, and then the desire that you'd line up that you prefer French vanilla ice cream above all other ice creams, so when you get there, French vanilla won't be sold out. It would be available.
Mm-hmm.
The angles that you go through is every degree of potential possibility that is possible to engage, and you include all those in the set point or the polar reference that you apply magnetism to calculate the frequency, which allows French vanilla to be the only choice available to you.
Okay, so when I, like, one day a week, I'll go and do some errands. And before I leave, I plot out my angles to get there the easiest, quickest way, and then get
home. That's fine. That's no problem. That's okay. That's no problem. That's no problem.
But isn't it?
Say it again.
That's like getting the ice cream that you had triangulated for.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct. And the triangulation, when you get good at it, you can mix it up and change it up and still have the outcome you desire.
Yeah, and I'll do that.
You will, and beautifully so. But now where it comes into is frequency, which is what Steve's asking, and he's got a good point. We're playing with him. We like it. It's great fun because he's actually getting down to the grits and gravy of what we want and desire and another word, you human creators to achieve, which is your power as a god. And it's okay to ask while you're developing it. And Steve, we're with him 110% to get him there. It's just if he decides not to, that's his place, that's his choice or direction or blah, 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 blah. And the good news is that he's doing very well. Okay? But we're not going to stop for those that don't or aren't. That's why the new whole thing is that we only speak to one percenters. Period.
Which is a nebulous category because everybody's a 1% or 99% at different times, so he's saying nothing again.
No, they are not.
Bob, wow. That's just criticism. Jeez.
Well, we ain't heard nothing yet. Heard nothing yet. Didn't Ian say the loudest stuff is when Bob and Ian go at it? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. It's
a couple
great.
Hours
okay.
ago.
Okay, Ian, I got one for you right here. Okay, lately when I watch the horses.
Yes.
I don't even have to look at the form. I could tell by their visual analysis who's going to win.
That's exactly right. That visual bias is setting up magnetism, which propels one horse or another ahead by half a length.
You say a bunch of more words. You now have magnetism, polarity, and frequency in here, and yet that doesn't give anybody the how. You just got more words, factors to consider as you try to grope around for a how. So what did you say you did, Steve?
No, I'm getting extremely good at, but every time I go to put my money down, it seems to get more contrasting. But if I don't put any money down on the race, I can look at a race without even looking at the program, without even looking at the form, through visual analysis, I could generally, 8 out of 10 times pick the winner.
Well, that's pretty good.
By looking at the horse?
So the point is when you add money to the equation, you change the frequency.
Well, but if I bet little money, I win all the time. As soon as I step up my bets, it makes it tough. So
okay, so more frequency it affects the magnetism of the polarity of the outcome of the race.
So you're saying don't bet?
What'd you say? More frequency?
No. Bet little money more often.
Exactly.
So if you're going for a trifecta, don't go a bunch. Buy a bunch of $2 tickets. Don't buy a $100 ticket.
So don't be so aggressive, is what you're saying.
And allow it, because then it's fun. Because then if they win, good. If they don't win, good. 8 out of 10, it's good.
Yeah, but see, here's what happens. I bet the small amounts and I'll win, and I'll get so cocky and confident, I step it right up, and then it gets contrasting. I mean, I'll lose by a fucking nose, and it'll fucking put me on tilt. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Because you make significance out of it. As long as you make no significance out of your actions, you're okay.
Right. The problem with fucking is sometimes you're pitching and sometimes you're catching.
Yeah.
So if fucking is just fun, then fuck, good, no problem. But now if there's terms of endearment, if it's a negotiation, now all of a sudden it's fucking the way I want to fuck. Well, that's a whole different conversation, you see.
Okay, so what would be the, why can't you just look at the scoreboard and see and know what the score is going to be before they play or before they run the race or before they do whatever they're going to do through clairvoyance?
You say clairvoyance. Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's clear. Call Sylvia Brown. She'll hook you up.
Yeah, that's where Walter was in St. Clair's. Walter was in St. Clair's. That was the whole problem. Walter Fringe was in St. Clair. Walter Fringe was in St. Clair Hospital. Wrong place. Wrong word. Hey, Steve, you will win more if you vow to yourself that if I win a lot of money, you give it to the guy, you give it away to the guy beside you. As soon as you get it, then you'll win a lot.
You're probably right.
Abandoning it. Putting no significance. You can't put any significance in it.
Abandon the outcome. Abandon the results. I mean,
ignore the results.
If you don't want to get the result.
Well, start playing without getting the result. Do you think this is getting any worse? Is this conversation getting any worse? There's no fucking outcome here.
Well, you're partially correct on that.
So apparently Bob's got the how for you, so we won't have to.
So is that creating a vacuum if you give it away to somebody else?
What, Sue? We've said many things, Sue, over the last five.
If you give it away.
Oh, I didn't hear that. If you give it, that's creating a vacuum.
Well, you agreed with Steve when you heard him say it, and then you didn't hear him say it. Come on, Bob.
No, I don't count me in this conversation. I'm just playing.
Okay.
Oh, he's just not listening. That's all.
Yeah, I'm just not listening and saying words, you know, randomly.
So, yes, that would be a good working example of the creation of a vacuum. So
why say it that way, Sue? Just don't put any significance on it.
How did you come to that knowing, Bob? How? Tell us how. We want to know how you figured this out. How?
Lucky.
Oh, okay. Then that's what we'll say when some people ask us how. We'll say, look.
Yeah, luck. That's what it's always been.
If magnetism repels, does this create the vacuum?
It would.
What does it mean to create a vacuum, Sue? Don't be so eager. Just say a bunch of fucking words. Now I'm going to go out and create a vacuum. Got yourself the same dilemma.
No, she didn't. What's a vacuum? Bob, you know that noisy thing that the maids do that piss you off when you're trying to sleep?
Vacuum cleaner.
It's not a vacuum cleaner. It's a vacuum. It may clean and it may not, but it's a vacuum. What it does is it creates a force field that pulls air through a sucking tube, and that sucking tube picks up other things in its environment or proximity, and dumps it in a bucket inside the vacuum.
That sounds like the way to understand any movement in matter. That what you just said is how anything moves.
Not how a jet engine works.
Well, how's that
not
done?
Not how a car works.
Oh, okay. There's other things. Maybe the electricity changes it.
Electricity is the opposite of a vacuum. It ceases a vacuum. It obfuscates a vacuum. Okay, you're supposed to say a bunch of words now, Bob.
No. I've made my point.
Oh. Well, okay, describe the point you made.
No, I can't remember.
Oh, well, it must have been good. Okay.
Well, I would
okay.
like to understand more about vacuum, you know.
Well, come on.
Yeah. So if magnetism repels...
Don't say if, it does.
Okay.
Magnetism repels.
Does this create the vacuum that sucks?
No. Vacuums don't suck.
Well, you just said it's a force field that was sucking
in. But that doesn't suck. It picks up things and it's... Okay.
So it picks up things and embraces them. No.
It'd be a lot easier if we're allowed to have visuals. That's the problem here. We're trying to visualize things in a non-visual medium. That's what's stupid here.
Let's do it this way.
Okay.
Waste a lot of time doing this.
Okay.
Well, there is no time, and you certainly aren't making use of it, so it should be all right. Vacuum, it's a volume of space.
Okay.
That
yeah.
is empty of matter.
Volume of space, empty of matter.
Is that empty of all matter?
Yeah.
No negative pH in it.
Correct.
A black hole.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's like if you're using like a gaseous pressure, like less than atmospheric pressure. Good.
So is that antimatter?
No.
How could it be a total emptiness? There's no such thing.
Yes, there is. Well, that's where the word empty came from, is vacuum.
How do you get an empty condition?
A perfect vacuum. A perfect vacuum. A vacuum would be one that has no particles in it at all.
Is that due to human intention?
No. Suction.
Do humans create vacuum somehow?
They do.
Yeah.
And vacuum fluctuations and dark energy and set up the whole process, or maybe call a phenomena of quantum physics.
Do they say we create vacuums by saying the word vacuum?
Vacuum is Latin for empty.
So we say emptiness, and then there is emptiness.
Yeah.
So vacuum is a volume of space empty of matter.
Mm-hmm.
So any matter
that comes into its environment is drawn to that space.
So would that
make what?
Speck?
That speck?
Space.
Oh, okay. So any matter that comes in proximity of this vacuum is attracted to it.
It's forced to fill it.
Oh, forced to fill it. Oh, okay.
But it's a mystery how you can get rid of... You create an empty space. How could you do that? That's like getting rid of something.
Well, you could just use your language.
So you don't have to have an accurate image of what a vacuum is.
Sorry, we couldn't hear you. We were chewing something.
Yeah, I'm just...
You're hard to hear, too, Bob, because you're chomping away on stuff.
Well, that's all right. It's all right. I'm not saying much, Sue. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but you criticized Sasha for... For what you
getting a new damn phone service to better please you when.
This is something to talk about. This is something I can talk about. I just needed attention, Sue, so I just made up an issue.
Oh.
So your mouth is like a big vacuum.
Damn right.
And see, it's the best working example of a vacuum because anytime it's empty, anything laying on the counter jumps in there.
Which is happening right now. I don't even know where these beans came from.
All right. Exactly. It doesn't matter. The vacuum just pulled it to itself. Yeah.
So when we're talking about the heart of the matter.
The matter of the heart.
The matter of the heart. That's also matter attracted to a vacuum or forced to fill a vacuum. Is it like ideas that would... be in a vacuum, or is
everything? Antimatter.
Everything.
Would it be that if magnetism repels magnetism, so we've got magnetism, polarity, and frequency, the vacuum would apply to the space that can be filled with a creation?
Well, if you did it this way, it has no friction.
No friction.
That'll help you. There's no friction.
No friction.
Hey, Sasha, the value of ION is that you have a professor here, so to speak, who never tires. There's not one fucking human being in the world will put up with all these questions about any particular matter because it makes them look stupid. And then they eventually, you point out the professor, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Nobody allows that to happen to them. But ION, this is why ION is sort of interesting and useful. He stays around for hours so he can destroy everything he's saying or get something out of it. That's what's going on here. We have a voice that will talk for hundreds of hours. You don't have access to anybody else like that who would put up with these questionings.
Our consumption of mass quantity.
Yeah.
Okay, but this friction that doesn't help me trying to get to.
I'm still in the first day, Sasha. I'm always explaining to myself, hey, this is why I'm talking to this guy, you know, 2.5 years later. This is like a professor I could talk to forever. It just took me 3 years to get to that point, you know, of getting around saying it.
Ion, you're very patient, but you're not patient, too. You're getting
to
be not patient.
Who's not patient? Oh, yeah, I mean Ion, yes. I'm pretending he's impatient. That's part of the tension, the give and take, you know. He pretended he was very patient for 2.5 years. Now he's going to pretend he's impatient to create another pressure, to create a new vacuum.
Did you just hear the question that was answered?
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Our portal... how I like to say it, portholes.
Yeah, you pervert up there in Seattle. I can see Red A going to drive around the car going, porthole, asshole. Oh, that's fun. Oh. As you drive by some kid walking down to school, she yells out, porthole.
Well, at least I'm old enough now to rob the grave. I mean, the cradle.
Yeah. Okay, what was the question?
Both are available.
The question was, are portals vacuums? And the answer was yes.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Well, I thought that you didn't hear it.
No, I just heard you say it. I didn't hear it, no. There's a lot I didn't hear. Well, no, I hear most.
Starting to get maniacal. As you
no,
say,
maniacal, that's maniacal, Sue. It's maniacal, not maniacal.
No, but you say it's maniacal, Bob.
Yeah, that's the old Bob. That's old school. The new Bob says maniacal.
What's your definition of ION?
Electricity.
That creates?
I don't know. I'm working on the shaping.
Hold on. Electricity creates.
So, ION, maybe you're a vacuum.
I'm working on how to figure out what's shaping the electricity. What do you call the thing that shapes the electricity? Don't know what ION is in that relationship.
The field or context for which we engage. Electricity fills each ohmeridged article fully.
And what? And electricity is?
Sorry. We were paying attention to Bob washing his hands.
I have to clean my hands and go, my phone blipped out. Even though it's still working, it's going to blip out.
Well, you're going to show us how to manipulate this electricity, because without manipulation, then what's the outcome of this effect? I mean, if we can't manipulate the electricity, then what the fuck are we doing?
You don't
good question.
Know what electricity is.
That's what I'm asking you.
And that's
are you
going
to show
question?
Us how to manipulate it? We should be able to line up frequencies. We should be able to see the future. We should be able to affect any outcome we want.
You do. We say you do.
Well, then we go right back into woo-woo. Well, we do. Then
we don't.
We don't have any recollection of any of it.
Oh, Lord. I think Carolyn's throwing pots at him now.
Woo!
Change my phone.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, no, these are good questions, whatever Steve's saying. They sound good. They seem to have the right frequency.
And what's frequency, Bobby?
I wouldn't know. No, I don't know.
I fall back on what McLuhan says. Objects are unobservable. Nouns are unobservable. Only relationships between objects. I'll tell you guys a secret. I called Ion last night. I said, wait a minute. You said in the first part of the session that this situation led to isness and then earnest. And then you reversed it. And earnest became isness. And I said, why? And he said, well, it depends on who's asking. So when you try to figure out what isness and earnest is, you've got to realize that it depends on who's asking, and it can switch. So that's why there's no definite definition.
From the position that was being asked. If you listen to that recording, you
that's the main insight here.
Upside down, and we answered it from the way you asked.
It's like Brian got a big insight once when he realized the reason Ion spoke different answers on cash flow to different people. He suddenly realized, oh, Ion's answering the questioner, and every questioner is different, so there'll be a different answer. So you don't want to find out what the definition of anything is. At least you wouldn't be able to tell anybody else because it doesn't apply to them. So let's remember that while we're trying to figure out. I want you to see the process of what we're doing while we're trying to figure out definitions. Sue will work and get a definition, and she won't be able to tell it to anybody because it won't apply to anybody else.
Oh, and here's something else. Here's something else.
You're going to add another point.
Now there's another point. Let's say you have private session where you have all these insights that are just for you. We would know in advance whether or not you have a notion to share it with other human creators, and it would affect the outcome from your session, from the recording, so others would have access to it.
I know
that. It would include the entire audience.
You're saying, Ion, if someone's going to give an answer, you won't give it to them. Because you don't want that one spread. Is that what you just implied?
Or we'll answer it inclusive of everyone who will in the future potentially hear it.
I mean, you would give it to them because they spread it.
Okay,
we'd
but
we give
then
the
you
definition try. Based on, like, if you ask us in private session and we answer something, and then you ask the exact same question in cash flow, it may be completely different.
Well,
because
okay,
it's inclusive of the whole audience.
Okay, then that includes the ABCs and the people that are tapping into the lines.
Well, yeah, we love them. There's nothing they can do.
But they're hearing it.
No, but. Doesn't matter. I hope it does them some good.
Okay.
But see, the connection, and yes, that is in play always. I mean, because the very thing is that they would have issue when we start giving out damn bomb codes, and we've done that on payroll, and then they change the damn codes right quick, and they're thinking, holy shit, you just gave the passcode to get in the door and told where things were that ain't nobody supposed to know, and starts quoting different things at McLean, Virginia, and different things, and we do that from now and again. But we try to give them enough heads-up notice so they certainly can change it. And we don't want to entangle up anything. We don't really care. But they have free right and access to it. I mean, if we've got the ability to pass out their super-duper secrets, at least give them heads-up that you're giving out their super-duper damn secrets. It's only fair, isn't it?
And Renee, you've read my timeline or know a bit about it. Who's the biggest spook on the planet? Me. I'm the top alphabet person right here in the middle of every session.
Weren't you driving? Weren't you the driver for the hitman for JFK?
No, he don't drive.
I don't drive.
He's only driven. Bob
I was part of the cover up of the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
I did
yeah,
not.
Bob don't drive. He's driven.
I saw on your timeline, you were in the car, but
no, that I don't know what timeline that must have been. That would be Church Sub Genius distortion.
No, I'll find it and I'll send it.
Yeah, you'll find it because I never would say that. I have always said I never planned the shooting. I was aware of the shooting coming, and I didn't know all the details. And then when it was over, I immediately was part of the cover-up, doing the cover-up operation on behalf of our group, the Secret Council of 10. That's what I did.
And he never slept with any of them Bouvier girls.
No. I had Carol. No need to do that.
All right. So he never did. Just so
you ever notice that Jackie Kennedy looked just like Carolyn? They all try to look like Carolyn.
Well, except she had higher heels.
Who did?
Jackie. Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Right.
The point, though, Ion, is that is not actually in need of Ion. Right?
Lots of luck with that.
Okay, say it again. So say it again so you can be clear, because we're going to engage that one.
Mm.
The point that the whole reason that Ion came forth is to bring us into our own power to get to the place
well,
where we
okay.
know.
Okay. Well, that's very, very close. But here's the deal. Humans, okay, gods, they're the same. But just as Steve was pointing out perfectly, is they don't have, as Steve says, we don't have recollection of this. Okay, that's all right. That's all right. We can work with that. We don't care where you are. We are only interested in when you stop. When you stop, then you're on your own. Promise. Few have engaged that. Not so well, but they have. Okay. The point or the reason for us coming forth was because of a vacuum that was created by the humans that were engaging that say there must be something more. I've seen every clue under the sun. Every time I turn around and look around, I find another breadcrumb, that Hansel and Gretel story, so much so that you eliminated all matter. So much so that the vacuum brought forth non-physical, which you already have, the space and the cells you already have, brought it forth as a tangible, working example for you to engage, question, bury, write, make copies of, lose, bury in a peat bog, dig up, file again, stamp, restamp, queue up for the Canadian version of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. To the point that you could have insight into this godship that we use the scriptures, for Pete's sake, to lay out for you. And then you go, oh, so that's what the cross is around the neck with the loop on it. Oh, so that's what the Ark of the Covenant was about.
The Ark of the Covenant, did you just say, in case I'd drawn it out?
Yes.
If you, all that you just said, and I wish I got that part where you said, but we're not going to do that. You did a that. It fucked up the whole sentence because you didn't let us come in and find out what the that referred to. Anyways, all that you just said, as nebulous as it was, is that in the angel diagram?
Yes.
Is it the whole angel diagram?
It's the perspective of the entire angel diagram.
Right.
Except, it's the whole angel diagram, except you've not opened the lotus and you've not mastered the degrees of freedom. So once you get this, then you activate it and see what it is. You'll have a new sighted knowingness of this power that you also hold. And then you'll get this ascension business is an aspect or an outcome that you are achieving. And we even brought forth the details to allow you to very seamlessly and easily do that by engaging a substance, that even your fucking science says does not exist. We think that's rich.
Yeah, we can't even get the details on that. They take some substance and they put it on the microscope or whatever the hell they look at it, and they say there's nothing there. Well, what about the substance they put there? That's something.
Correct.
Are you saying they put a dab of RNA drops, and then they can't see anything, but there is something there. It's the substance they put there.
And they gauge it, and they even do pH of it, and the pH comes out at flat zero. So that would mean it's the most potent acid in the world, and yet it is not.
Okay, so trying to find content in this, I'm onto something here, Karen. Watch this part. Watch this, Karen. Watch the beauty. I already know this is going to be great. Bob's going to score. Watch this fucking home run. A goddamn base is bottom of the ninth, and Bob's going to, quickly forgetting what I was going to say. And no joy in Mudville. Bob struck him.
Get the body sheet. Get the body sheet. He's coming, Carolyn.
I'm coming, Carolyn. Okay. They take this substance, they put a microscope on, and then they have to put a grid of other kinds of information on it. It is just what it is, a blob of substance. But they got to find something inside it called hydrogens and elements and electrons. They put the visualization in it, and they can't find that there's none of that in there, but they can't accept the blob of substance itself. Did you get that? See the ball? It's going. Yeah, it went over the fence. Bob, that is the victory lap. And there's joy in Mudville for the first time.
And that's why everybody was holding up their gloves to catch it, Bob.
But you get that, Sasha, or anybody here.
Yeah, totally. But I'm just, can you say who that they are, or is that not?
No, JW got some scientists. I don't know who they were. He got some scientists doing it.
Okay.
He probably got the CDC, the White House, the best scientists in the goddamn world. You know, the most advanced technical secret black ops operation.
We'd go ahead of them if he was going for the best in the world.
What's that phrase mean? We'd go ahead of them. What does that phrase mean?
CDC isn't top of the world.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You went to the top of the world. I was just giving approximate shadow.
Oh, he was just splattering stuff. So
yeah, you take it to the Dalai Lama. He'd look at it. He and his buddy.
Oh, yeah, he'd take a piss on it.
Here comes Sasha. Here comes Sasha coming to bat.
Did you catch it, honey? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Does the phrase love is a force field still apply?
Yes, today.
Today it does? Okay, good. Jolly good. Because,
that's what they're doing, Ion. They're going through all the old catalog and finding all the phrases
Bob,
that don't apply anymore.
Bob, stop it. I'm just making sure that it applies, the vernacular. So, where is it? Is it in the first seal?
Okay.
Which one is it? I left my first force field. Okay. Which one is it? I'm trying to find
Renee, get this. This might be good if she ever gets there.
Okay. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love.
Yep.
So, what I was thinking about this week, you were using, well, first of all, with applying to this conversation about the RNA drops, you were talking about how in the love force field tape, you were talking about how the water molecules, the crystals in the water molecules are affected by this force field of love. Now,
it's because of the hydrogen. You have more control over hydrogen than ever, so much so that even that seal is representing the H197, the radial isotope of hydrogen, which now your planet is all of a sudden getting full of. Since the keto and Bob blue purple and blue your other little riff flooded and burned, your others in the middle states, so much so that they've had to change the rads of this hydrogen levels to say it's okay. This level's okay. This level's okay. And they keep upping the anthropomorphic ante. So that now, after a little while, that's not a problem, apparently. And the one percenters are taking that new hydrogen position, and it will change everything up into mostly the boiling point of water, which changes everything. Also, within the confines of your negative pH, when you find a way to gauge and have a negative pH, guess what? Everything science has ever said about everything is completely and utterly out the window.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay,
no reason to get too toe up about it because it's all shifting.
Okay.
And the 99 may not last long enough for it to make any significant difference, but it would be real handy for you 1%ers to kind of embrace it a bit so it doesn't take you aback.
All right, where's that negative pH in the diagram?
That's the field in which it's held.
cell. It's around the membrane, outside the 14th ring.
Well, that won't matter until you open the lotus flower, and then we'll go into that, Bob. There's no reason to confuse them.
But just to go with your words, it's around the cell. That's what you said, around it, outside of it.
And will be known clearly. Or to be fair, it will cause intelligible questions after the lotus is opened.
Yeah.
After the lotus is opened, but the expansion of the lotus is an individual process, isn't it? Or is it...
Hell no. Once it is an isness, honey, you ours will catch up real fast. The only reason...
Okay, so,
it's like the 4-minute... It's like the 4-minute mile. Nobody could do it until somebody did it, and then every fucking body could do it, and it became the standard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Same thing.
How are you doing with this, Sue? How are you doing with this?
I'm starting to fade a bit, but it's 12:45. That's okay.
Go and take a couple of drops of RNA.
Yeah, I'm getting a headache because I took some before. Okay, I'll go up and do that.
Yeah, go smoke a cigarette. Do something different.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Party liquor's okay. Always good. That helps, huh?
See, I had no inkling of what Sue was doing. No sensation, no intimacy, no nothing, no pick. I just said the words, and I was at the right time.
Oh, Bob, would that be an example of you using frequency, or would that not be?
I wouldn't call it. It had no sensation. I wouldn't know what it was.
Yeah.
But it's just timing. It's just accidental, lucky timing.
Neither does frequency. Frequency has no sensation.
I had the thought. I said, I wonder what Sue's doing. So
oh,
I said
shit.
It.
Oh, shit.
So then it turned out she was having a headache. So I was. It looked like I could say, oh, look at Bobby. He's got ESP. And he knew Sue had to go do something, get permission to go. But
okay,
I'm just being honest. I had no fucking content. I just fucking said
honest,
it. Right?
Now ask Bob what honest means, and you'll know something then. Okay, Renee.
Yeah. Okay, Renee's turn. Where's Barbara? Barbara's in the quiet.
Okay, been times in the past that I knew, but
yeah.
I got like an electrical charge.
No. You knew and then you got like an electrical charge?
I got the electrical charge and my being just went, oh, noticed it.
Yeah.
And then it...
That was your non-physical. That's electricity. That was your non-physical registering as a charge sensation.
Well, just as an example, like Bob, you knew about Sue just now.
I didn't know I knew. I just uttered, so there was no sensational content.
That's our point. That's the thing. That's the point. We don't want you to know. We want you to know. I did not know I knew, but you knew. So fuck all that other shit and just say I knew.
And that's how when my boss came in, the day Michael Jackson so-called died, she came in and she goes, did you just hear? And I said, no. She goes, Michael Jackson died. And I verbally said, no, he didn't. I knew it at that point.
Yeah, it had no sensation. You don't even know why you said it. That's just what
I didn't have the electrical charge like I have had in the past.
Mm. That's because... But you've grounded. Your ohmerage has shifted. You are still having the electrical charge. You're just not noticing it. This is like drugs. The same way with drugs. People take a drug and they get a feeling, a euphoric experience, whatever that is. A trip, a stone, pass out, got pregnant, whatever the drug did for them. Well, they took a certain amount of a drug. Okay, Xanax is one everybody plays with, okay? So you take a bitty 0.25 of Xanax, okay, and it sort of mellows you out. Then all of a sudden you say, well, gosh, I take one, and it doesn't. Well, I take them Xanax 0.25, they don't do nothing. You're used to it, darling. So what happens is your beingness is able to metabolize and process the outcome of that outside thing to the point that that's normal, so you have to increase it and increase it and increase it and increase it. To the point that people that are thinking about transition, they know that if they'll save back 100 Xanax and take them at once, they'll expire. But if you got somebody that's taking Xanax all the time, every day, like clockwork, they'd keep 100 back, saying if they can't take it anymore, they know they can get out. They'll take 100 Xanax and just take a nap. because it
so how does that relate? What's your point? What are you relating this statement
she's
to?
She's still feeling the electricity. She just doesn't notice it having a charge.
Because she's been feeling it a lot.
Right. It's normal. Like the roller coaster that takes your breath. If you ride it all day, every day, it'll be normal to you.
Okay, so what's the sensation she'll get that she'll notice because she hasn't had it before or for a long
no
time?
Sensation. No, no sensation. No sensation.
Probably sex. How about sex, Renee? Have you had that lately? Just joking.
Not a deer.
So what happened?
What'd you say? What'd you say, Renee?
This is not a Dear Abby column right
yeah,
now.
Okay, sure.
You don't have
No, I'm trying to figure out what is the sensation that Renee hasn't had that she will notice. That's an interesting question.
I have an example.
No, Sasha, we're talking to Renee. Come on, Sasha. Renee, if you got an idea, or is I going to answer, what is the sensation that Renee's not been having, and when she has it, she'll really notice it? Is there? Can you even think of that?
No, I can tell you, Bob. I used to feel the charge. And I was like, I know, but I didn't knew. And now it's moved into new.
Right. But
I'm not getting that physical anymore. I'm just getting that, yeah.
Confidence. It's a confidence thing because you're accustomed to it. That's why we talk about ascension. Me and Bob have been fighting about this forever, that we say ascended, and he says you can't get it done. He says ascending, and I said, well, then you never arrive. So we agreed on ascension as a nebulous middle ground that would be okay. But see, once ascension becomes normal, anything less than that will send you up in arms. So it may be that you don't necessarily get that tingly electric flow, but anything less than that, you'll find it will rub you to the point you will not have it.
I'm an example of that because any little nothing, I deal with it right away. So I'm operating from an ascension state based on what you're saying.
Okay.
So any little, or is that just hypochondria or whatever you want to call
oversensitivity? No. There is no hypochondria because that's why you'll never get anything significant because you won't put up with anything. So
yeah, and the way I interpreted what you just said, if I'm in an ascension state or ascended state, then any little thing that comes up, I deal with it or erase it or I get bothered by it.
Can I bring up my example now, Bob, or are you pushing?
It better be appropriate.
Okay, yesterday when I was in the park, I experienced fear for the stronger than I've felt in the longest time that I can remember.
Was it based on a thought or it just happened?
No, it was a person, a thing. And I was going to ask Ion about that, although it's somewhat of a personal question, but it is actually relating to what we're discussing here. And I was interested afterwards because essentially what happened was I was walking through the park as you know, in the middle of the afternoon, and it was fairly mild day, and this guy was walking toward, and you bear in mind, this is a park with all of this sort of labyrinth of very wooded trails. It's you know.
You're by yourself, relatively.
I was totally by myself, yeah, with the dog. And this guy is walking towards me and he just had this thing of energy about him that was just really weird. And he had his whole jacket over his head, this black jacket, and he was holding
it. Wait a minute. Is this weird like I think I want to sleep with him, or is this
it goes both ways
pretty easy, honey. That's that magnetism business, so just so you know.
Right.
Go ahead.
But I'm just wondering, you know, applying this.
So, okay, this guy's coming with his jacket over his head, and what happened next?
It was just this feeling that I had of real.
Yeah, but you describe the guy a little bit more about the drama.
Okay, I couldn't see him because he was walking towards me and he had his whole entire this black jacket like a not like
over
a
his face,
jacket,
so you couldn't see his face.
Whole face, yeah, and he was holding it over his nose,
yeah.
So you couldn't even really see his eyes.
And he's walking towards you, and you're saying, "What is he? That's a negative image. That's a negative image."
Oh. Well, yeah, absolutely. And I was terrified.
Well, what'd you do? Stop?
I didn't even look at him. I just looked at his dog and walked right off past him and then cut an angle.
But you were waiting, as you walked past him, you were waiting for him to hit you or something, right?
Well, it just didn't, I didn't know exactly.
No, you didn't know, but you were ready, that's what you were afraid of, that he was going to do something to you.
Well, then you missed it. What you should have done is you should have stopped and asked him what his name was and kissed him right in the mouth.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
then. And the
yeah.
problem is that it set off a fear. And if it's a
yeah.
fear, then that fear runs you.
Yeah,
instead of a
exactly.
God who would call it what it was. That's why Jesus talked about casting out demons and spirits and all that kind of stuff. Because what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And what you bound
yeah.
in heaven is also bound on earth. So if you've got something that comes along that gets next to you or whatever, take it right on. Don't let it go. Turn around and balk back and say, you devil in hell, you don't deserve that non-physical beast you've got with you. Give me that dog now before you get smote. And I'm the standard by which you're judged. Come out. Let me see who you are.
So you failed the test, Sasha. You were being tested there.
Well, I know, but it was really interesting to kind of to break apart the contrast that was created in that experience.
The feeling
sure.
place of fear. That's all it was, baby.
It's the sensation I was asking for Renee. What is something she hasn't had for a while that she'd really noticed? That's an example. I see. That's your example. You hadn't felt fear in a long time.
No, not like that, no.
Right.
And that's a little new. But see, beforehand, you may or may not have had that, but you may not have also not even noticed, you see. Before. Now you.
Hey, Ian, just pretend we're doing the Bible. Give five quotes that deal with this issue in the Bible that relate to what you should have done.
Hosea, the 40 chapters of Hosea, Job, all of Job, every bit of Job.
Yeah.
Ephesus, the Church of Ephesus, Ephesians,
yeah.
all of Ephesians. Those aren't just chapters; those are books. And the biggest part of Deuteronomy.
They all deal with an incident that she experienced.
Exactly.
Fear.
Straight up. Mm-hmm. Huh. And what to deal with it? How to deal with it?
Okay. Thank you.
And so, in a nutshell, it's to approach and go. Hey, you know, because from coming from an Ionic perspective, it's like, you know, it's just the concept of being attacked, you know, and being murdered or something, the death, well, I'm like, fine, no problem. But it's just like, I don't really feel like having this today.
Yeah,
And
so magnetism brought it front and center for you to deal with. There you go.
You mean her vacuum? She was a vacuum and brought it to her?
No, magnetism, I don't really feel like having this today, put it at the top of the queue.
No, but I mean, I was thinking that while I, you know, during this experience, while I was walking around the rest of the park.
Yeah, but the point is that you had thought that earlier in the day.
No, I hadn't, I just...
I know, that's what we're saying. Now, this is a tachyonic. What you thought you felt right then, that decision, actually it happened a time before, something before.
All right.
You would set that up, as they say.
And you set it up to see how you'd do, and then you had the feeling place regarding, I wish I'd have stopped and said, hey, buddy, what the fuck are you doing? You know, straight up.
So Sasha, obviously you didn't feel it.
I didn't mean to upset you.
Yeah, we don't need all the details. We're on to another shading nuance here to help illuminate what we're looking at. So Sasha, you would not know that you thought it early in the day. Now, if you said, okay, tomorrow I'm going to start being aware, find out what I'm feeling that's going to show up later. Well, should one bother putting the effort in to figure out what you're going to feel later in the day?
Well, I was thinking about the difference between feeling and emotion that day.
okay.
But didn't she do just the right thing because the guy did not attack her? I mean, what if she said something and then the guy attacked her?
Well, if he'd attacked her, then she'd have had to call the coroner to come collect his body.
Because all I did was walk around the park and talk to the angels and just
you mean after the incident, Sasha? After the incident, you did that? After the incident?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I was just walking around the park.
A little late. You should have applied it right then.
Well, no, she did, but it's the point. This was the experience of coming through it. And Barbara...
Oh, maybe she felt the feeling, but she actually did smoke the guy because nothing happened.
Bob, okay, good. We get that you have language, but Hank, slow
down. No, look at this way, Sasha. You actually did handle it well. Nothing happened.
Right. Ian, what were you going to say?
A lot of things. He's going to say a lot of things.
I'm going to ask Carolyn to go get some more food and lay on the counter so Bob can go back to eating in a little while. Okay. The point of this inference, because that's what you're dealing with here, okay, therefore you're more prepared now since you went through that experience that anything that travails, they could have been running with bagfuls of stolen money with guns in the air, and you could have just said, excuse me, what's your hurry? And you go, but I wouldn't do that.
It would seem not to do that. Like Barbara says, it was probably why she didn't speak to the guy.
Nah.
But we could never tell, Sasha. We could never know if it was correct or not.
We just did. You fucked up, Sasha. You didn't do it right. You should have stopped him and said, who the hell are you and why are you covering up and why do you have that beast and every other degree of separation right in the sun? And not only that, you've now upped the ante so that the next experience you're going to have is going to seem even like a little bit bigger until you face it straight out.
It's going to happen again.
Again and again and again until you just go, no.
But it's not going to happen on the day that you wake up and say, okay, I know this is going to happen. It's going to happen when you're not prepared for it.
But it's not about prepared. She's prepared right now.
I know, but what do we call it? She's not...
It's the magnetism of preparing to be able to face this potential of an omeraged outcome.
Why do you bring in magnetism? That's pushing away, you know. I don't see the usefulness.
Because it pushes you too. Because I answered, magnetism pushes you towards something as well as away.
Repels you.
Repels
you. Prepare for it, it will repel you until you're not. And then when you're not ready for it, that's when it moves into the front of the queue. It's the opposite. Mm. Like, Bob, you know that thing you say you do, Bob.
What's that?
I say $1 billion. Nah, I don't want $1 billion.
I'm pushing it away from me.
I'm
pretending to push it away, but it's pushing me back into it. Backward.
Wait, I got a question. Okay, so you're saying Sasha should have engaged it, correct?
Straight out. Because of fear. If there had been no fear, no problem. But her words are, I was mortified.
Then tell us the difference between Sue seeing like four crazies on her plane and not confronting it.
She does confront it. She knows in advance if they're trouble.
Well, last time she says, you were saying, oh, have you noticed there's a couple of people you watch, but she doesn't confront them.
No. She knows she's in control of it. See, she's in charge of that. She is in charge of what goes on that plane, period. Not so much as she's in charge. They don't even call her a stewardess anymore. Now she's an attendant. Her job is to make it safe, not only for her, but for everybody in that damn pressurized tube or vacuum, as it were.
Yeah, that's different from being We got the details. So that's different from Sasha being by herself.
Do that on the way to or from some strange, nebulous, crazy foreign airport, going somewhere to spend the night where you don't know what's what, blah, blah, blah. To the point where you are indeed on your own. If you had any fear regarding that and it comes up, then you face it and deal with it. When you get a little practice with that, Renee, then what happens is if you're in an airplane, all right, and if they take you hostage and put a gun to your head, you say, you know what, darling, it might be best if you just lay that down before you get hurt.
Exactly.
And they go, And then say some great big old buck. He say, "Bitch, I will cap your ass right here." You say, "By God, we'll see. You better pull the trigger and you better not miss."
We already know that happens to me. But right. Is there some essence that Sue understands that there's others that have her back?
No, she knows they don't. that air marshal ain't worth killing most of the time. Really?
Okay, hey, Renee, look at it this way, or Sasha. I insist there's no difference between pleasure and pain. When you saw that guy, you had a sensation and you misinterpreted, you interpreted it as painful. So you ran from it. But if you interpreted it as a pleasurable sensation, the fear, then you would have engaged.
Well, that's the reason we said what you should have done is stopped him and kissed him right in the mouth.
Right.
We asked
take
if
it, as pleasure.
It was like an amorous thing because you don't know the difference. That's a mind fuck.
Uh-huh.
You actually felt attracted to him, Sasha, and you misinterpreted it. You're all wrong. You could have had
covered.
You could have had a quickie right there in the woods. That no one would have known.
The one of the things that came up was just about the Bob was talking about ESP or whatever it is. I mean, it was then.
Yeah, Bob
then
doesn't
on an element.
Know either. Bob doesn't know either.
I don't know.
Whatever it is, whatever. I don't even want to use those types of words. But that knowing. Can one not have a knowing?
Knowing. We don't use knowing. Knowing.
Knowing. Knowing. Knowing that just kind of stay, you know.
Okay, you didn't finish the sentence. What are you saying?
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure out what I am saying. That wouldn't there be a point in which you could have an idea that probably would be a good idea to stay away from that person as a preference?
No.
No, you would never have. That cannot happen.
Never have. Never. Never, 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 never. Now, if you have a desire, that person won't be in your environment anyway. It wouldn't be. He'll be walking his dog a different time. He'll be in a different park. Some other bitch would have him smoke to where you just see a greasy spot, and you go, oh, there was that, my fear. Look, it's just a little greasy spot. You'd never bump into it. It has to be a line. That's your sine, cosine wavelengths that put him in your path in the first place.
Did you just say realign? Did you say a line ion in that sentence?
Yes, we did.
Well, geez, don't do that.
Did you say that? So what if...
It aligned it.
What if Sasha had just said, not in my world?
Well, but no, because there was a fear she's got to deal with. It isn't her
world.
Yeah,
that's dealing with it, too. That's still the point is she should interpret it as a pleasurable situation.
So something else is going to happen again because she didn't deal with it?
Yep.
Again and again and again.
Now, that's frequency. That's the definition of frequency as a cycle.
It increased fear.
Is that? You define frequency, or the dictionary defines it as a cycle. So the frequency is that it'll bring it back. Is that an application of frequency properly?
Yep. And how much
so
fear?
So that's pretty good. We got a definition of frequency as a circle.
Yeah.
If you don't deal with it, it'll come back.
Guess what else?
Listening to the definition earlier, Bob. You were shouting over it when I was reading.
Right. No, but I remembered it, and now I see how it applies.
Okay.
Ahead,
here's even better. We got one even better, even since you're onto something. How soon you see someone like that again will affect the amplitude or the period.
The polarity and the magnetism affect when the frequency cycle will come around again.
The amplitude or the period.
Not the polarity or magnetism.
Not the polarity or magnitude.
So we have two more terms, guys, amplitude and period. Now we got five terms in the now.
No, that's only affecting the sine and cosine wave of the repeating frequency, Bob.
Oh, that's
remember?
Within the frequency environment,
right.
Amplitude and period. Okay.
Right. And see, so the tighter the angle or the more fear, if it was just a light fear, because it didn't freak you out.
Hey, we're going to get 9 points. What are the two factors in polarity? We've got amplitude and period in frequency. It must be two in polarity, two more to make three, two threes, and then a three in the magnetism. So are there two other terms that are in the environment of polarity? Like you said, amplitude and period are in relation to frequency or as components.
But that won't help you today. So.
Right, but we'll get three there, and then we'll get three, and that's your nine, right?
Okay.
That's where you get the nine. Get that, Sasha?
That's where the nine is.
No, that's Allison who came up with the nine.
So President Kane's 999 could go somewhere? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what his 999 is. What is that?
99.9%.
Oh, okay. That's what he said.
No, it is not. No, it is
Barbara.
Not.
Barbara fooled Bob. Bob went for it. Oh, okay. 999. What is the 999? What did he say about it?
That's where Herman Cain says, make 9% tax on corporate 9% flat tax on people and 9% sales tax nationally.
Okay. I see.
That's how he's going to borrow his way to prosperity.
Well, we have three threes is nine. Now, he's working with three nines.
All right.
Can you repeat what you said? The amplitude in the period will affect the cosine and wave in the
in the frequency.
The sine cosine wave happens close or far apart. That has to do with the period or the frequency of the wave.
No, that period and the amplitude. So the sine and cosine are aspects of measuring the frequency via amplitude and periodicity.
That tells you how quickly you're going to broach the fear thing again.
Right. Well, that helps figure out where sine and cosine are. They relate to the amplitude. That's the turning thing, the turning toilet paper roll, is the amplitude and periodicity.
Now, Sasha, this wasn't a big thing for you. It was a thing, but it wasn't a big thing, correct?
Correct.
And so had it been a big thing, you'd have had more of a response or a repose. So since you didn't have a big thing, then now you know what to do. And if something weird like that goes along, you just say hello and speak to it. You don't have to really kiss it in the mouth unless you really want to. It may be a Fabio, though, covering his head up so people won't be trying to kiss his genitalia. So it might just be that he was trying to get away from you, if you really want to know as that goes.
Yeah, it could have been Peter from Fringe. Could have been Peter from Fringe, the actor.
For sure. But see, once you face that to a point, then what happens is that fear is dispelled.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get what you were saying she should do. You're saying if it was a big thing, then she'd have more poise about it?
No, if it was a big thing and she avoided it like she did this time, the next time it'd be a really, really big thing. But it wasn't. It was a little thing.
So the next one just be a little bigger.
Right. The next one might just be somebody robbing a coffee shop or something.
Oh, so the amplitude and periodicity of the bigness of the thing determines the size of the next moment.
Or the closeness of the next moment.
The closeness. Well, the closeness would be, the closeness would be more and more closer. It would appear to be a bigger thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it has to do with what you, the amount of fear. See, we could be having the same conversation with you and Dirt, Bob.
Right.
See, because you don't like Dirt, Dirt has no choice but to find you.
Right.
Period. Because you don't like Dirt. No problem.
Right.
We could have the same conversation with a damn spider, Sasha and a spider. It doesn't matter. It's whatever the fear issue is. But if you face it, then it's no problem. Then all of a sudden, you don't have to have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
See, JW does not like dust. Okay. He doesn't care for it anywhere. Well, because he has that opinion and position, okay, then he has to have a staff to just dust.
Right, so it sounds like the fear thing is the eyeball, because I don't like dirt or sticky food in my hands, because I imagine it'll get on my computer, and I don't want a stickiness all over my computer board, so I prevent that. Now, that's based on what I can see. I don't like to see stickiness. So the fear really comes from the eyeball.
And so therefore, no matter how many times Bob washes his hands, there's always something sticky. And there's never a time he goes for the honey.
No, that's not true. It's not always.
Yes,
it's not an issue.
Yes,
you exaggerated.
Bob, everybody hears you washing your hands every Tuesday.
I'm not washing my hands. I'm washing food. There's all kinds of water stuff going on.
You're washing lots of stuff, Bob.
Yeah, lots of stuff. I'm washing Carolyn's mouth out. There's all kinds of stuff I'm washing.
But I don't know if I would agree with you completely, Bob, about fear being something that's visual, because you could hear something and be afraid. In fact, this I was thinking about what I heard Richard Bandler say, that people are only born with two fears, and that's the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. And what I was thinking of.
Okay, then I was wondering...
That's
those that don't have a mind, and they don't even have that engagement.
Okay, where I'm getting to with this is that since the other day I've been thinking about this fear business, and I watch my dog. People are still letting off firecrackers, and
yes.
she's terrified. And mm-hmm. so that's a, she's non-visual.
Sound thing. So maybe it's not visual
thing.
Or sound. It's a interpretation.
Yes.
Well, it's the mind's representation of a fear-based reality.
Well, actually, Dave Worster said some good words about that in the Paranoia magazine article, Bob. I've got it written down.
We loved him talking about the obs. The obs were...
No, the ords. The ords. The insubordinates.
No. He was talking about the bobs and the problem with the bobs.
Ords is code for bobs.
The purple, the black,
insubordinate.
The obs. Insubordinate obs.
That's the video. If you're not knowing it, you can listen, look at it in Dupes, the 5-minute thing Sasha did with Dave.
Yeah, God.
And he goes into analyzing the ORD of insubordinate, the ORDs.
The OBS have it. OBS
yeah, the
OBS
have
it. OBS.
I don't know where I put that note, where I wrote down that thing that Dave was talking about.
Well, if you knew, you would.
I knew, I... Yeah, blah, blah.
Hey, I want to say something about the angel diagram while you're doing that. You know, we have chemistry in the first 6 rings and frequency in these outer 7 rings. They are, Ion says, they also can overlap so that the shifting of the positioning we laid out, first six rings is chemistry, outer rings are frequency. You don't want to get stuck in that image because things shift and one can spill over into the frequency, spill over into the first 6 rings, and these first 6 rings in chemistry can spill into the latter 7 rings. So this is the thing. When we establish a meaning or a word or an image, we forget that it can be erased. Isn't it cymatics that, you know, the guys have sound and then you see the little particles, you see YouTube.